Jaguars.com Live, a look inside Everbank Field, where the fourth-round pick of the Jaguars has just been announced, 103rd overall defensive tackle Sheldon Day from Notre Dame. J.P. Shadrick with John Osier after the Jaguars have selected in the fourth round another defensive player. We knew coming into the draft that defense would be a big theme, but they go with another defensive lineman, this time on the interior.
Well, and I don't know if things with this draft just make sense when you see them in retrospect or if it really makes that much sense, but this is, again, logical. Just like last night, just like Thursday, defensive tackle was very, very deep in this draft. So there was a thought that you could get frontline guys, impact guys, after the second round, after the third round, even into the fourth, top of the fourth, this guy was a very logical and very, I would say obvious, but not surprising. He can get penetration. He can get after the quarterback. So he's a guy who I would expect to see on the field and have a chance, even though he's a fourth-round pick, to make an impact in situations next year.
6'1", 293 pounds, but has the quickness, as you said, to work on the interior and get some penetration there.
And that's so big for what they want him to do.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's, when I first saw it, you go back and you look quick. Is he a nose tackle? Well, no, he's not a nose tackle because he had 15 and a half tackles for loss, 4 sacks, 13 quarterback hurries. Those are penetration, affect the quarterback type numbers. Dave Caldwell really believes strongly in getting interior rush. I mean, everybody talks about edge rusher, but he believes in this division with quarterbacks getting the ball out quick now, you have to get interior rush. He's another guy who can get rush from the interior. He also played a little outside of Notre Dame, so a lot of guys moving around in a lot of different places next year, JP.
And a lot of faces on this defensive line now, a little bit of depth. Let's break down this group on the interior especially. So Derek Marks is back. Malik Jackson's around. At the nose, you got Roy Miller and Avery Jones. Michael Bennett is still on the roster. He's in London right now for a pick later today. At some point, they're going to have to pare all these guys down.
Well, and that's what they want, obviously. They talk about competition. Boy, doesn't it feel – I think there were guys cut last year who made other rosters. Doesn't it feel like there's going to be a lot more guys this year? This is what you want. You want to get to a point where you're a mature roster where guys that you think are good are all of a sudden not making your team. That means you're deep. They've talked all offseason about wanting to come at you in waves on the defensive front. Well, in the last two picks – they've now gotten more guys who they can add to that and look like a mature team that can get to the quarterback a lot. Guess what, JP? Pass rush was an issue last year. So this is something where now you're going to throw some numbers at it and see if you can get it fixed.
We'll see what happens. Andy Dingler is heading down the hall to speak with the media. We'll carry that live. He is the assistant director of player personnel. He's been with the Jaguars, I think, for about 17 years now.
That'll be interesting. Knowledgeable guy. We don't hear from him very often. But when we do, a lot of good insight into how this process works. And I'm sure he'll be asked about other guys in this draft, what they thought of him. So keep watching.
I'm sure we'll hear from Andy just now. And I'm sure throughout the day, some others in that draft room might get a chance to go in front of the podium also. It'd be nice to hear from Mark Ellens at some point, the college scouting director, and see what he has to say.
And
if not today, then the next few days.
Before we get out of here with defensive tackle, deep group should make an impact.
Let's go down the hall. Andy Dingler speaking with the media right now on Jaguars.com after the Jags pick in the fourth round.
Still a weekly, really.
Every day with Andy. We love it.
The defensive tackle class, Andy, obviously a lot of experts going into the draft said, hey, it's the deepest in years. Do you agree with that? And is it rare to get a player like Day,
this draft? I do agree with that. It's a thick group of defensive linemen, interior players. And I would think on given years, he probably would have gone sooner. You know what I mean? It's a thick group. There's a lot of players, so I agree with you in regards to that.
How well does he fit your scheme?
He does because he's a upfield penetrating. He's a disruptive player. And his game is predicated upon quickness. And he had like 15 tackles for loss this year, 4 sacks. He's had a good career in regards to being a 3-year starter there. He's from Indianapolis.
What were you guys in big?
Three technique. Probably if he had to cross over, could play some nose. But we basically had him as a disruptive player up the field as a three technique. That's what we really drafted him as.
Listed at 285.
Mm-hmm. He was 291. Yeah, 291 at the combine. He's 6005, and he had 32 5/8 inch arm and 9 5/8 inch hand. So. Mm-hmm.
What Yannick last night at pass rusher too? Was he another guy who fell a little bit for you?
Yeah. I mean, it's anybody. There's always a premium on people that can get to the quarterback and being able to be disruptive. And I don't know if he necessarily. I can't judge if he fell or not. We were just happy to have him. You know, I mean, it was guys that can get upfield and be a difference maker. We just need more of them on our roster. We're trying to address that. So,
Jalen Ramsey and Miles Jack. I mean, is that one of the more rare instances you've ever seen in the draft?
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about they're premier, you know, bordering on rare athletic ability, to have both of them in the fold here, it's exciting. I think it's really exciting for our roster, so, and our team.
Did you see Ramsey or Jack play in person this year?
I did. I saw Ramsey, and that was at Jack's pro day.
Okay. When Jalen, obviously, the stats show he wasn't challenged that much. Did he always look like he still was into the game and
mm-hmm.
focused?
Oh, yeah. The thing for him is it's, you know, teams are smart. They're not going to go at him. I mean, he's been a versatile athlete in regards to playing both safety and corner. I mean, he's got length and speed and long arms. He's got a ton of talent.
How much more athletic is this defense now than last year?
Yeah, well, and it goes on both sides, in the college and the pro side. You know, bringing in, you know, investing the money we have in both sides, in pro free agency and in the draft. It's heavy emphasis on defense. You know, should be we're looking to have those upgrades. So I think it's significant.
What stood out most about Miles Jack's tape when he was healthy?
See, I didn't.
What stood out about Miles Jack's
explosiveness? Tape? You know, he's got quick. I mean, here's a guy that, you know, he played. They moved a running back, you know, and when he was younger. I mean, it's his skill set's exceptional, I think, in my opinion, like in regards to being able to run and especially in pass coverage. He's he can run with tight ends, run with backs. He can do a lot with a player that's got his explosiveness and speed.
Did you, I guess he lined up against Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah, it is. It's that his size to be able to run. When anytime you can put a linebacker on a back, like a back or a slot receiver or a wide receiver, there aren't a lot of people that are, you know, have the capability of doing that. So, I thought he was really good at it.
How did he look? Did he look like he had some natural corner skills with it?
I don't know if they're necessarily corner skills, but I would say for a linebacker, they're a lot better than a lot of people I evaluate over the years. I mean, they just got that talented cover skill.
When you guys going all the way back to fall camp for these teams, did you feel it was going to be a defense heavy draft for a lot of teams, like 22 guys in the second round, or did a lot of defensive guys emerge during
the season? Well, the process actually starts a lot. You know, this process for me is going to start in a couple weeks already for next year's players, and we've identified a lot of players already. So we try to get a feel for, you know, what the influx of next year's position is, where the strengths are, and this year it's happened to be a lot more, I think, on defense. So it's been fortunate for us, and that's what we do. I mean, you go through the whole time and you place players as you go through the evaluation in the spring, and also we'll grade guys this summer and then lead into the fall. So.
Comments of Andy Dingler, the Jaguars Assistant Director of Player Personnel. Brian Sexton with us now here on Jaguars.com. Tony Khan just tweeted out, by the way, owner and Director of Football Technology and Analytics,
the
whole thing. Fourth round pick Sheldon Day from Notre Dame, graded by Pro Football Focus as the best defensive tackle in college football in 2015. So the analytics say this is the guy you got to have.
Well, it says that he played really well at the highest level of college football. Now, how do his skills translate? Which is the question when you get to the fourth, the fifth, the sixth round, because you're looking. He's obviously not a big guy in the sense that he's about 6'1 and 285, 290 mm-hmm. pounds. He looks to be that three technique guy, right? We saw some of the video that they ran of him on the NFL Network, power and speed. So you plop him down now. You've got numbers. I mean, they're going to keep 10, you know, maybe 9, but 9 or 10 guys up mm-hmm. front to rotate. So they're looking to add talent. And this is a talented guy.
Absolutely. And just keep adding round after round.
Remember
how
deep this was going to be. This is a deep, deep class.
Of defensive tackles, yes.
Because from what we hear, if he's the highest graded defensive tackle in college football, you think he probably belongs somewhere, at least in the third round, top of the third, right? Maybe second. Of course, the two big Alabama guys slid.
They slid,
you know,
to
they
the second.
Slid. Yeah. So you never know. It's how a team finds a player and what they think of him. You heard Andy talking about how he's already working and identified guys next year. So when you watch this guy play, and of course they had him at the Senior Bowl, you see those skills that they love about a Cedric Marks. Powerful guy.
Let's recap the draft so far. The Jaguars, of course, in the first round, fifth overall, Jalen Ramsey, the corner out of Florida State, Miles Jack. Was in town today, still is in town, 36th overall, the linebacker from UCLA. 69th overall, Yannick Ngakoue from Maryland, the defensive end. And today, Sheldon Day in the fourth round, 103rd overall out of Notre Dame. The Jaguars later do have 2 sixth-round picks and a seventh-round pick. Could they move back up? That's a question to watch, too. It's always a possibility.
And I was just giving Greg Olson a lot of grief. Is he going to get a player? He looked at me and said, I don't know, right? Are you going to get somebody, Ole? He laughed. He was joking about Todd Wash being Gus's best friend and getting all the attention. And then, of course, Wash loved every second of it. But look, this is a team that knows they have to fortify the defensive side, and they are looking for talent, and that's what Sheldon Day is, a talented best player available guy.
That'll do it for our coverage for right now. Sheldon Day, the defensive tackle, is a Jaguar as we look inside Everbank Field. We'll be back with you in a little while.